The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to March 1986.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show in which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular rotating, alternating panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure.
George is not rotating very quickly today.
Here.
He's like the bells.
As always.
George talks slower and Ed gets
faster. I take my cue from how the chimes ring.
That's good.
Right.
That's
it did good. Sound like church today.
A little bit. A little bit there.
On George's right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Hello.
On Sarah's right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mom. Hi, folks.
And on Wallace's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science of Oakland University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, John.
You didn't mention his Indiana Jones hat that he has on.
No, it's George's.
It's a Michigan George hat.
Right. Formerly Texas. Did you get this in Michigan
or Boston?
No, I wear 10-gallon hats in Texas. Everyone knows that.
True.
I've never been there, but I've seen enough movies to know what it's like.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think our listeners know what the rotating, alternating panel means?
No.
Are we going to tell them?
Can you put it on the dashboard of your car?
Yes. Would you like to explain to them?
I don't know what it means either.
Well, it means that we have so many people that want to be on this show.
And
that,
deserve.
Yes. That there isn't enough room for them in any one city.
They've made a lot of enemies, haven't they? Right.
And deserve to be honest.
For those people who are dying to know whatever happened to Professor O'Neill and Professor Nichols, they are part of the other panel.
They're not in the power rotation, though, because we've done... Right.
Well,
this rotating panel has been here
because
for how many weeks now?
Right
they're
now.
All four tied up, as they say.
Yes, they're all tied up. So our rotating panel has been stuck in a rut now for weeks.
No, I would say I prefer a groove. Not a rut.
A groove.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever.
Okay, well, thank you for that explanation.
Yes, eventually the others will appear.
Good.
That's what I'm
We're holding them in reserve.
Yes, yes.
For when things get really bad.
Right.
In any event, most of the questions
you
are hearing
right away.
Hurry, emergency.
Are sent in by our listeners.
911.
If you stump the panel, you will receive an autographed photograph, a photographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you just get the photographed autograph and a bumper sticker.
What do you mean, just?
Well,
I think that's pretty good.
I guess so.
They're losers, after all.
Yeah, that's true. All right, panel. Our first set of questions is
from... Who, the people in the picture, or what?
That's not funny, George.
I was leaving it to interpretation.
Mark Archer of Detroit, Michigan, and we had just started his set last week.
Really? Had we answered any?
You'd answered the first eight, yes.
Oh. Where's this guy from?
Detroit.
Oh, I know some people in Detroit.
Oh, well, good for you.
Oh.
How about that?
I flew over it one time.
And these are on geography, remember, U.S. geography.
Oh, we're good on geography, aren't we? Okay. Weren't we?
Right, Ohio.
Yes, you were doing all right.
Akron.
All right.
Oh, that's right. That was bowling. No, that was a different...
Oh, that was the bowling. Yeah.
We're good on bowling.
All right. Excluding Alaska, which state has the lowest population density?
Wyoming. Would you exclude Alaska?
That's right. Wyoming is the answer.
Why would you do that?
How did you know that?
George gave me the hint. Oh. I thought he was going to say Wyoming.
Yeah. Why would you?
Why would you?
Oh, very clever. While Houston has recently become the fourth largest U.S. city, it is only ninth in standard metropolitan statistical area. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
What eight cities are ahead of Houston in population of SMSA?
Well, New York City.
SMSA sounds like a perversion of
standard metropolitan statistical area.
Yes,
SMSA.
I know.
SMSA.
Oh, yes, we know these
things. St. Petersburg, Florida.
No,
that's that Florida city that's the largest place in the world.
We're talking population.
Not, population.
Yeah. Metropolitan area.
Yeah, there's
population.
No Florida city.
Okay. Let's do New York.
New York, Chicago, Philadelphia.
They got four right
and Detroit.
They got five.
And Boston.
No.
And Los Angeles.
Okay, we said Los Angeles.
You got Los Angeles.
Okay.
One more, California.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. And now one on the East Coast that is not New York, Boston.
Baltimore?
It's near Baltimore.
Washington.
That's right.
Of course.
And finally, one in Texas.
Dallas.
That's right.
Big D,
Corpus
little
Christi.
A, double L A S.
Yes.
The land of J.R.
Shall we sing it?
Mm. So we got him.
You got him.
All right.
Which of the following cities was the only one to gain population between 1970 and 1980?
Lubbock.
Was it New Orleans, Seattle,
maybe.
Atlanta,
maybe.
Memphis, or Minneapolis?
Atlanta.
No.
Memphis.
That's Memphis.
Yes. I'm going to Memphis.
Why?
I don't know
why. Because they had a net gain of people.
Because he has the Memphis Blues again.
No, Clemence, it's people not that I didn't know.
I know why.
What he meant with the question.
I know why.
Yeah, what I was wondering.
Do you
want
to know why?
Yeah, why did they?
I know why.
All right.
It's people on their way to Texas ran out of money in Memphis.
And gas.
Oh, that's what it was. And see, that's what I was interested in, Clemence.
You need a fact.
Oh, you wanted the in-depth analysis.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay. Today, the U.S. center of population is a quarter mile west of DeSoto, Missouri. Within 20 years, when was it 8 miles southwest of Cincinnati?
1950.
No. Long before.
Long ago. Long ago.
Yes.
Oh.
18.
Yes. Right 60. Century. That's a little early.
80.
Seven.
That's right. 1880.
1880. Yes.
1880.
Mm-hmm. You got me in the ballpark, and I slid right in the side.
I'm very
one.
Proud
right
of you, Clemence.
That's right.
We wouldn't have gotten that one.
What is the oldest city in the United States?
St. Augustine.
That's right.
Florence.
If it's a city.
Well, yes. Whatever you call it.
Yes, because it's even older than Jamestown, which isn't even there anymore.
Which didn't get sewers until 1972.
Right. But
now
I still
they don't
know
need
if
them
it's
because
a city.
It's underwater.
Right.
Jamestown, I know I was there.
Are any Atlantic coast cities located farther west than the Ohio-Pennsylvania border?
Atlantic coast cities?
Mm-hmm. Located farther west than the Ohio-Pennsylvania border.
I don't think so.
Probably one of those Florida ones, I would bet.
There's one in Florida. Uh-huh. That's right. And there's one in Georgia.
Key West.
No.
Farther west?
Augusta, it must be the one in Florida.
No, it's Savannah and
Savannah.
Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. West?
Farther west in the Ohio, Pennsylvania.
But that's not the eastern coast.
Yeah, that's...
Yes, yeah,
Savannah's
on the coast.
Call that,
I know it's on the coast.
Yeah, and Jacksonville
it's hard
is
to
too.
Picture it as west of...
Yeah.
Well, see, don't forget how far east that border is and how the United States sort of curves westward as you go south.
Well, it's true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Okay.
I think it should be straightened out, though.
Well, I had Miss Mildred James for
biology. Well, when it's on that globe, it's hard to get a straight
geography,
line.
And she
really
taught
hard.
All of those things.
Did she? Mm-hmm. All right.
Alaska and Hawaii accepted.
Yes.
Why?
What is the only
contiguous.
Non-contiguous area of the U.S.?
The Virgin
territories
Islands.
And possessions don't count.
Oh, they don't.
I know what it is.
Yes.
It's northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula.
But it's near. It's near.
It's non-contiguous.
Isle Royale.
No.
Something that is non-contiguous.
In the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Michigan?
Nope.
Oh, that's right, because the Upper Peninsula connects with Wisconsin, doesn't it?
It's a state that's near Michigan.
Non-contiguous.
Mm. I'm not sure what that means, but anyway.
That means not touching, I don't think.
Right.
Is some island?
No, it's something called the Northwest Angle, which is the northwestern section of Minnesota.
But that is contiguous.
Well,
what?
Don't ask me.
That question is wrong.
Does that mean there's not a bridge that goes out to this area or something?
I don't know what it means.
Right in.
It's by those falls. Maybe the falls cut them off. What are those falls?
Well, but falls have to go over what?
Yeah, it could be.
They go over something. It's land, usually.
If one goes due south from Detroit, what is the first foreign country he will reach?
Canada.
Ohio.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's true also. Yes.
That, I think that should count, actually.
I think so, too, yes.
It's more true.
Or Wyandotte.
Yes, Wyandotte. I mean, good heavens, yes.
Terra incognita.
That's a town with a great chemistry.
They also have a very good community theater. We went down there once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
the whole town is a big act.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the restaurant we went to wasn't so good.
Yeah.
What is the highest city in the United States?
Denver.
No, but the right state.
Boulder.
It's not Boulder.
The highest?
It's in
Telluride.
Colorado Springs.
No.
Aspen.
Pikes Peak, Colorado.
No.
That's not a
Pikes
city.
Peak
that's the top
look,
of the mountain.
I'm going to give you half for
Mount
this.
Mount Elbert.
I'm
Colorado.
Giving you half for
Mount
this.
Elbert.
It's Leadville.
Leadville, yeah.
Leadville.
That must be on the way to Pikes Peak.
Leadville. No, it's not. Pikes Peak towers over
everything.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
It's actually, not the highest it doesn't point because Colorado, you have to go a long way. I remember when we went to Pikes Peak. Yes, you do. It took us almost
well, when
all
you walk,
day
it seems
Colorado
like a long
Springs
way. Yeah.
To get there.
You must
then
have
you
been
stop
walking.
At, no, we were in the car. And you
you were in the back door.
No. Well, even then we didn't have to do that. But all the way up, and we stopped at a place called the North Pole and at Akiva.
Well, no wonder it took so long.
Buffalo
you went
burgers,
via the North Pole.
You know, and so forth.
Oh,
and
they got
good.
You to eat them?
Yeah.
Well, he had a coupon.
And he didn't drink it.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
And they're very good. You can't get them here.
It's a good
all
thing.
All right.
Yeah, really.
Excluding Alaska again.
Yeah.
What is the only United States state that does not have counties?
Louisiana.
Louisiana
right.
has parishes.
Parishes.
Right. What do they have in Alaska?
I don't know. Igloos?
we have a station in Alaska.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know. KXMT.
They have islands.
KMXT? Is it KMXT?
Well, why should you remember their name?
That's right. They remember mine.
They have flows.
KMXT, the producer says. Uh-huh. That's right. That's
they have
right.
flows. You see, and it comes together differently
they
every
have
year.
Nice cups. Oh,
ice flows.
They do.
They have nice cups. I like
they
their
have
cups.
Giant polar bears thing.
Yes, we've
KMXT
and
does?
Pineapples.
Yes.
Yeah. Lots of pineapples.
I'm convinced, Ed, that they grew pineapples.
You're never going to live that one.
Once a year, we raise that again.
You really go for that?
Yes,
believed
I believed it.
It's that warm mind. Japanese
that
current that comes
pitiful
through,
thing
right?
You've ever heard.
Anyway, we thank Mark Archer.
He's in the running.
From Detroit. He didn't stump the panel, but those were fun. And,
yes, they were.
Try again, Mark. We'll get your consolation prize.
Out to you right
and,
away. Excuse me.
Now we turn to our next set
first
of questions, I believe. Right?
No,
yes,
I
yes. And this comes from the John Jackson. Of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
All right.
And he doesn't say anything. No cute notes.
Hey.
Nothing at all. You know.
That's right what I like. Get right in there.
Okay. Right. He just wants his photograph.
He sure does. Okay. All right. Is there any relationship between the Goths and Gothic architecture?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Same
yes.
name.
Well, they
both had
Gothic.
G-O-T-H
Gothic was
in
to
their
slander
name.
The term of slander that was
yeah.
I'll accept that
of disdain. It was
I'll accept
figured
that.
Out.
He says no, right?
Yes, he
okay.
says no. But
yes, of course, no.
You have to.
And the same with Gothic
what a
novels. They're
sure.
ugly novels.
Right, very ugly.
You know.
No, I mean, if you want to argue that Gothic or the Goths were a Germanic people, and that Gothic architecture is also a Germanic influence kind of architecture,
which I could.
Of course, there's a connection.
Yes.
So the question's wrong.
Right. Well,
the question's right. The
answer's
wrong. That's right.
Our answer was correct.
That's right. Is there any
do we
part
get double for that?
I think
just
we should.
A pad.
Yeah.
Why, in fact, was it called Gothic?
In disdain and contempt.
That's right.
That's
it was as bad as the Vandals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So the,
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's those Renaissance people.
It's those snotty Renaissance types.
The same people who brought you the Dark Ages.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Brought you.
Yes, exactly.
Wonder why Dr. Brown never told us that.
I don't know.
I bet he didn't know.
She.
Is there any part of the USSR in the southern hemisphere?
Well, let's see. Afghanistan's
obviously,
the north.
Yeah.
the southern hemisphere.
It's not official yet.
in the southern. That would be below the equator.
Yes.
I'm trying to operationalize
no,
here.
No,
it couldn't possibly be.
That's correct. The answer no. is no. That's right. Mm-hmm. Is Israel in the northern or southern hemisphere?
Northern.
That's right. That's right.
The equator.
Oh, it has
way
to
below.
Yeah, it's way below.
Way below.
Sure.
Right.
It goes
Let's
through.
Let's get to the serious.
It's hot there all the time.
Well, it's
what is a Hundertkarten?
That's 100 cartons.
That's
no.
what you go
that's
to after
gross,
kindergarten.
Hundertkarten.
Carton.
Yes.
Well,
with a K.
It's German. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Hunder.
H-U-N-D.
Yeah.
You grow dogs in it.
Well,
a hound
it's a kennel.
You're zeroing in.
It's a dog training school.
It's a dog Look,
it's
sled.
An Arthur Murray
a dog,
dog dancing school.
No,
if you take dog training and just drop one syllable.
Og training.
Train.
A dog train?
No, but it involves dogs and trains. A Hundertkarten.
Okay, it's a steam locomotive that
carries
dogs.
I'm going to give
dog
you
cart.
Half for this.
What is it?
It's a ticket for a dog to ride in a German train.
Oh, carton ticket.
Carton.
Tickets. Oh, right, a dog ticket.
Yes.
I thought it was
carton,
something the police gave you when your dog got loose.
That's the most ridiculous
A dog
question
ticket. Is
I've
that like
heard.
Traveling third class
as,
or something?
As we ponder this, let's take a little break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from March 1986. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from March 1986.
All right, we're back with our questions from John Jackson of Detroit, Michigan, and he now wants to know...
He's got a lot of nerve, doesn't he? Not you, Ed.
What is a perfect number?
It's well, one that wins at the roulette table.
Well, the lotto?
That's a perfect number. Or one that wins
one
at lotto.
No beginning,
one
no
that
end.
Is can be divided by all other numbers simultaneously and at the same time.
It's a hollow number.
It's two.
No.
Is there actually a definition? And where is Mary Jo when we
That's
need her?
Right.
Where's
right.
our alternating
because
panelist?
She would know.
Is there a definition for this, or can we give examples?
Hold on that question until Mary Jo comes.
You
and
don't know.
Ask her and we can win.
What
no.
examples
there
are
there? Several of these perfect
It's three
numbers,
because
right?
of the number symbolism involved.
Thank you, St. Augustine.
The Trinity.
Yes.
No, it's nine because it's three times three.
No.
Well, you're getting there. A perfect number is a number equal to the sum of all its factors.
Nine.
Whatever
nine.
They are.
Well, that would
three times three is nine.
Mm-hmm. Times
That's
three
not
is
true.
Nine.
Three times three is 27.
That's right, George.
You stay with history or with religion.
No, we don't claim him. We use statistics in history, too.
I should have stopped.
He can stay in religious studies.
Or with ethics.
Divided
or something.
By three.
Isn't that pitiful?
Yeah,
it's not very good. I was
do
believing
strange
him, though.
Things in Texas, don't they?
Well,
strange
that's how they make money.
It's inflation.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what
you
got to
have a fudge factor. Right? Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the origin of the word Quonset, as in Quonset Hut?
Well,
it's the name of a town.
That's right.
In
was these
Alaska.
These
no,
little
in,
cans were first made in,
yes,
in Quonset.
Quonset, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Right. I knew it was Rhode either Alaska Island. Or Rhode Island.
Right.
What Hollywood star
Isn't
was called?
Don't be funny.
What Hollywood star was called the Iron Butterfly?
Margaret Thatcher.
Very good, but that's...
But she's
the
not.
Iron Butterfly.
That
one
that's,
your,
that's group.
A group.
She
yeah.
sang.
The
she
Iron
she
Butterfly.
Sang interminably, in fact, in the 1930s. With a terribly reedy voice.
That must have been...
Some opera
singer?
She thought she was. She
it wasn't
was the
Jeanette
1930s.
McDonald.
Catherine
oh,
Grayson.
God,
yes, Jeanette McDonald.
Really?
The Iron
Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
The leaden butterfly would be better.
The rusty iron butterfly.
Right.
The
leaden
oh
butterfly.
God, she was really terrible.
Yes.
And all those movies.
When I'm
right.
calling you.
La la la.
And that wasn't her worst.
No. In Hamlet, who was Laertes?
He was Polonius'
son.
Right. All right.
Yeah, but who
but,
was Polonius?
Yeah, but who? Yeah, yeah, big deal.
That's
sure.
In the Mikado, who was Yum Yum?
She.
Almost all of them.
Sure.
Sure.
I am shocked.
Who was Yum Yum?
She was a lifesaver.
Very good.
I'll accept that.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. She is the heroine. That's right. All right. Well, we thank Mr. Jackson. He didn't stump the panel, but those were
a
fine.
A good try anyway, though.
What was,
a
hard thing what was to his do. First name so he can make sure
John.
He is it?
John.
Yes.
John
okay.
Jackson.
You
so
wouldn't
send in some
that.
More.
You wouldn't have remembered that first name, would you?
Try again.
It's a hard one.
Our next set of questions comes from Kevin O'Neill. Okay, it's down here.
Okay.
Kevin O'Neill of Windsor, Ontario. Canada.
To the south.
Yes.
He says, I have recently rediscovered your show on WNIC after last hearing you about 5 or 6 years ago late on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. Please find enclosed a selection of 30 questions on a variety of topics, at least some of which I hope you really can't answer.
Oh.
He says, I really want one of your autograph photographs so I can see what you all look like.
Okay.
Being a former Reach for the Top player, oh, remember that show?
Yes. Yeah.
It's Canadian,
right. It's a calisthenic show.
Yes.
I never heard
I
of
enjoy
it.
Your program very much. I am currently in my third year of study at the University of Windsor. My major is computer science,
uh-oh.
And I only wish my professors were as humorous as you people.
You should see us in class.
Awesome, Ron. I know some of those faculty members. You got some real jokes on your face.
Yeah,
that's
not what
you meant. I know.
Should any of them be listening as you read this letter, may I go on record saying that they are all very good instructors.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Well, you've said
it's
it.
My boy.
Have fun. All right. Here we go.
Questions on Windsor and Essex County. George should be right up on these. Yes. Yes.
I know all the Pontiac dealers over there.
Yes. He's going to stump me.
Yeah.
Which four towns amalgamated in 1935 to form the city of Windsor?
Essex, Wessex, Sussex, and Nussex.
No.
Willette.
No.
Not Willette.
Okay, Windsor was one.
Windsor was one.
South Windsor.
Southampton was one.
The other one is Other Windsor with the direction in it.
Windsor on the river.
East Windsor.
Okay. Windsor and East Windsor.
Now, where is the Hiram Walker Distillery in Windsor?
Amherstburg.
No, that's the other one.
This Camden.
No, where's the train station?
In town.
Yeah, so what road is it on?
Willette.
Walker. It's on Walker Drive.
Walkerville.
Walkerville. Okay.
Right.
Walkerville. And Red Sail Village.
No, that's a restaurant. Oh, yes.
It's not a bad one.
No, it isn't.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
They have great restaurants.
Now you got Walker.
It's not in your little ticket.
No coupon, but. No.
It's got you got Walkerville, Windsor, and East Windsor. And the fourth one.
Essex.
No.
No.
Something
Essex
you eat.
Still exists.
Oh, something you eat.
Lobster.
No.
I always think of food when I think of Windsor.
It's something with two pieces of bread and
sandwich.
Sandwich. That's it.
All right.
So it was Sandwich, Walkerville, Windsor, and East Windsor.
That's right. Sometimes called Ford City.
Which was?
East Windsor.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the University of Windsor prior to 1963?
University of Windsor.
Assumption College.
That's right. That's right.
Ha, 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 look at that. Right out of my. All right. I stored that one in my.
All right. Well, what was it named after 1916, smart guy?
63.
Oh, 63. That I don't know.
Well, that's what threw me. I was.
What is the southernmost point in Canada?
What's that?
Point Pelee?
Point Pelee, yeah.
Well, I'll give you half for that. It's something called Middle Island, which is just south of Pelee.
We call it.
Well, you want to get into islands or what? Come on.
Well,
now.
I can't help it. It's still owned by Canada.
The southern point was Windsor because it's south of us, you know.
No, there's more to Canada below Windsor.
There is?
Yes, there really is. Take Highway 2 sometime.
Put it this way.
Go
you
to Point Pelee
sometime. Get below Windsor.
Yes. Yes.
Canada gets lower than that.
Yes. Yes, it does. For which mineral are the mines of Ojibwe famous?
Salt.
That's right. What town in Essex County?
Say that.
How would somebody know that?
This guy is Canadian lover.
And it's pitiful.
Really. What town in Essex County is known as the tomato capital of Canada?
Leamington.
That's right. Yes. How did you know that?
Because there's a big
tomato. Because there's a big tomato there.
Tomato poster when you walk
when you go
into town.
To Point Pelee as you drive to the southernmost point in Canada.
Oh, I see.
You go right past this big tomato. Oh. It's also the sister city of Detroit.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How's them tomatoes?
Really? What is the correct geographical name of Boblo Island?
Yeah, Amherstburg Island.
No.
I've never been there.
It's French.
I haven't either.
It's French.
Mm-hmm. It means white woods.
Bois de Blanc.
That's right.
That's Island. Probably how you got Boblo.
Yes. Those Wyandotters couldn't pronounce
Bois de Blanc.
It's
like Cajun.
Yes, that's right. And Livernois and all those wonderful French terms that are.
Wonderful French names.
Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Frood.
Mm-hmm. Frood.
Gethy.
Gothy Street.
Gothy. Yes.
Right? Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
We should explain to our international or other national listeners that Boblo Island in Detroit, in the Detroit River on the Canadian side of the river, south of Detroit, is an amusement park.
Yes.
A huge floating amusement park.
Bois de Blanc.
I've never been there.
Oh, dear. The next set of questions comes for the math professor on the panel.
Oh, really?
But it's also on computers. So John has a computer. George has worked with the computers. Here you go.
I have a watch that has phone numbers on it.
That's good enough. What does the acronym ASCII stand for?
Well, could you spell that, please?
ASCII. You're asking.
Now that you know that.
The excess. I don't know what an ASCII
is. American Standard Code for Information Interchange.
Oh, I had it all figured out.
Came in too fast with the answer.
No, I can't. American Society for Christian Infidels Incorporated.
That must be a heck of a file there.
Wow. Okay. What does the acronym EBCDIC spelled EBCDIC, stand for.
Do these get easier or harder?
They kind of stay in that ballpark.
I don't know.
Okay. I have no idea.
Could you spell that again?
EBCDIC.
In this country, though, you can't buy that over the counter.
No, you can't. No, only in Canada.
The FDA hasn't approved it.
It's extended binary coded decimal interchange code.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know that. Okay. I think he's going to get his.
I buy these canned programs. So, really? You know,
how many bits
care.
In a byte?
200 and
no.
2,000.
It's less than 25.
So it's 4 18 bits in a
or
dollar.
Something.
It's less
24.
Than 18.
4.
9 bits in a byte.
6 bits.
2.
9 is very close.
8.
Yeah. 8.
I had, knew it had an 8 in it.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
What's a byte?
It's eight bits.
It's 8 bits. Come on.
Just told you.
Okay, what is the
You're
language?
You're not taking
notes.
I see the problem.
What is the language name COBOL an acronym for?
Computer Online.
COBOL.
Base.
COBOL.
Binary.
Nope.
We don't know.
Common Business Oriented Language.
Okay.
Okay.
COBOL.
What is the language name?
I thought it was a treatment for cancer,
What is the language?
I'm going to get my COBOL treatment.
What is the language name BASIC an acronym for?
Business
Binary.
And
no. Beginner's All-Purpose Symbolic Instruction Code.
Code. Yeah, I'm getting the pattern here. Okay. Yes. Okay. Can you give us a sixth?
We're
of
losing
that?
This one fast.
Finally,
down the tubes.
WATFIV, WATFIV, is an adaptation of what commonly used scientific language? Now, this is the computer language you've all heard of, at least at one time.
Fortran.
That's right. Fortran. Very good.
Good, George.
Okay, we're through with computers now.
Good.
Now, this next section is what is called Things You Should Know About Canada.
Okay.
We already got Leamington as the tomato capital.
You know, the best restaurants are in Windsor.
All right. Are members of the Canadian Senate elected or appointed?
They're appointed.
Senate?
That's right.
The Senate, yeah.
They're appointed by the royal governor.
Right.
Well, they don't have a royal governor anymore. They've lost a lot.
Well, the Senate doesn't have much to do.
What is Canada's largest city?
Quebec.
New.
Toronto.
That's right.
Toronto. Greater Toronto.
Toronto the good. That's right.
The Toronto SMSA.
Yes.
Yes.
What city was the birthplace of the telephone?
In Canada.
Yes.
Was it in Ontario?
Niagara Falls.
It's Ontario's Brantford.
Brantford.
Brantford, Ontario.
No kidding.
Yes.
Isn't that fabulous?
And any day now, they're going to get telephones.
That's right. We have to stop at this point, but we'll be back with these questions from Mr. O'Neill on our next program, so hang in there. I'd like to thank the panel today, though. Professor Pickering, Professor Gravel, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski, and now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed through the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from 1986.